The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today.
The health benefits of green are numerous, but how do you get them in a way that's both easy and delicious? We share why you need them and a few of our favorite ways to get them on your plate or in your bowl.
Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. I love days like this. I just got into the kitchen and started whipping up a new recipe. I am so excited about this one, y'all. It is amazing. It's green bean casserole. And who doesn't love a warm, comfy dish, especially when it's cool outside? So I'm thrilled to get this out to our members. So if you're a member, keep an eye out for that. It is coming out to you soon. If you're not a member, get on the wait list, poweronplants.com/membership. And if you just need a simple place to get started with some easy recipes that actually taste great and will make you feel good too, go to poweronplants.com/cookbook and pick up your copy of the cookbook that already has over 50 great recipes waiting for you right there. But I just love these days. It's so much fun to get in there and get creative. And we are sharing with you today ways that you can get creative in your kitchen and get more of the good stuff into your life. So today we're talking about the three reasons you should eat more leafy greens for your health. And also, we're going to share some ways to make it doable and really delicious too. So number one, we're going to jump right in. What is the first reason you should be getting leafy greens on a regular basis? Not just a little side of them one time a day, but throughout the day. Why should you be doing that for your health? Well, number one is it actually decreases depression.
Now, that's not something you would normally think of with leafy greens. That's going to make me happier, but they actually show that three servings, not a day, but per week, has been shown to decrease depression by 50 to 60%.
That's unbelievable. That's three servings a week?
A week. So imagine if you got greens every day, what that would do for your health.
And what medication is there that can lift your mood 50 to 60% with no side effects except for beneficial ones, right?
And that's the big thing, is the side effects.
We'd all be lining up for that. Just give me a pill and I'll feel better. But the great thing is this tastes so much better than a pill, and it's going to make you feel so much more amazing because you're not going to have any of the side effects that go with the medications.
Now, you may be thinking, how in the world can greens help me that way and that much? There is a phytonutrient found within apples, berries, kale, numerous plant products that help the nerves, the neurons in your brain, communicate better. And it's very similar to how some of the older medications used to work. But like you said before, they don't have the side effects, because some of those older medications actually could have been very dangerous if mixed with even some of the wrong food items. Another aspect seen in other studies, they had people reduce the amount of animal products. There is a fat found in eggs, animal products called arachidonic acid. And what this does is it creates inflammation. And they found that it specifically causes inflammation in your brain. Mm. So that within a couple weeks of stopping all the animal products, that inflammation goes down and those symptoms get better.
So what I heard you say is not only is getting the leafy greens going to make a difference, but now what if you stop eating the things that are causing the damage? So now you, it's not just about what you remove. It's also about what you put back into its place. Because when you remove something again, you don't want to leave a hole there. You want to fill it with something great. So now you've removed the damaging things. You're putting in the healing produce that's going to make you feel amazing. And in this case, it is leafy greens.
And so I think of with inflammation, just fire. I mean, it's a great analogy. So not only are you not adding fuel onto the fire, but you're also dousing it with a ton of water. So you're putting it out, you're letting things heal, and it makes a difference.
That's a great example. Okay, now the second reason you want to have a lot of leafy greens throughout the day is for your vascular health. This is a biggie because we're going to talk about with you today why it matters, because it affects everything. Think about blood flow. All right, if you don't have enough blood flow to an area, what's going to happen to that area? It's going to slowly die away. It's not going to be getting the nutrients it needs. Not only that, the waste products won't be removed from the area. So over time, sometimes quickly, sometimes it takes a few years, sometimes it takes many years, but it can happen rather quickly where you start having trouble. What are some areas you're going to have trouble with if you don't have blood flow? Your heart, your brain, your skin, your extremities, your digestive system, your immune system, all these different things are affected by blood flow. Now, this is only scratching the surface of the things that are affected by blood flow. So you want your blood to be getting where it needs to go without having to fight against a tight vessel. And this is where leafy greens come in.
Now, you may be thinking, okay, what do greens have to do with my vessels? Well, it turns out that greens are high in nitrates, which your body turns into nitric oxide. Now, when there's nitric oxide in your vessels, it causes them to relax, which allows them to open up, which allows for greater blood flow. In addition to that, it helps the vessel walls to be more slick. I've heard Dr. Esselstyn even refer to it as it makes the walls become like Teflon so that the blood flows through more easily.
Right. So you're not getting blood clots. You're not getting plaques on your arteries. But what if those things have already built up? Well, what we know from scientific research is if they're already there, they can start to resolve. They can start to dissolve. And over time, your interior of your arteries can heal. The plaques can disappear. Your vessels can open up again. But we don't think about this with our arteries. We think it's just this chronic condition that if you start getting the blood flow decreased, you start getting the plaques, you start getting blood clots, and then ultimately you're going to have a heart attack or you're going to get high blood pressure. Why? Because those vessels are hardened. They're not elastic. They're not wide because we're not getting the nutrients that we need. So we think, oh, well, high blood pressure, that's just normal. That's just what happens. It's a normal part of aging. But what we know by studying different tribes, different people groups that actually eat well, that don't eat the standard American diet of animal products and oils, you know, meat and dairy, oils, and then the like the refined sugars and the things like that that cause the inflammation in the first place, that cause the vascular damage. When they're not eating those, their blood pressure actually goes down as they age. They don't get this kind of disease process going on in their arteries, in their heart, in their bodies. And this is why this is so very important. We're not hearing that these things can be reversed. You know, if something happens to your ankle, it's a whole different story, right?
Well, that's a great analogy. And I was thinking, why should we care that there's inflammation in our vessels? Well, because inflammation, if it goes on and on, can lead to damage. Now, you don't feel your arteries or your vessels. I mean, you just don't. It's something that goes on underneath the surface. What I like about the analogy of the ankle sprain is that when you twist your ankle, you go from it being normal to there being an injury. You feel it. There's this sudden change. Now, let's say that it heals 80% and you sprain it again. And then, ow, I mean, you've got this other injury that happens. Mm-hmm. Well, think about whenever you're eating the standard American diet and you have these oils and this constant assault meal after meal. You've got this long-term inflammatory process, where the lining of the blood vessels damaged, you get these oxidated cholesterols that build up and the vessels don't relax. And then you've got a recipe for heart attack, stroke, I mean, all kinds of vascular diseases. And that's what's going on underneath the surface. You just may not feel it until it's too late, until you have that chest pain, like, oh no, where did that come from?
Right.
Is that indigestion? No, it's not indigestion.
And so whole plant foods, leafy greens can help you to not only prevent this from happening, they can help you actually reverse it.
They can reverse it.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode. And one other thing we didn't mention with the nitric oxide is when you get the nitrates and they're converted into the nitric oxide, what we also know is that helps with sleep disturbance, sleep problems. So a lot of us busy moms, busy professionals, we have difficulty sleeping. Now, there are various reasons for that, and Jared and I also teach about that. But one thing I want you to know is it can be nutritional. You may not be getting enough of the nutrients you need for your body to go into REM sleep and things like that. And we know that getting enough nitric oxide, and that comes from nitrates that come from your leafy greens, can actually improve your sleep. So do this for yourself. Just find a couple of new ways, and we're going to share some today to get more of those leafies so that you can start resting better too. Now, number three is they are filled with fiber. Like all plant foods, leafy greens especially have a ton of fiber in them. This is going to improve your digestion. This is going to reduce cancer risk because things are going to keep moving through like they're supposed to, right? You know, some of us have problems for years and don't realize it. Then we start eating whole plant foods and going, good night. You know, I have been messed up for a long time.
What you thought was normal was not normal.
Was not normal. And so you definitely want to get the leafy greens to help heal digestive issues. You know, we have a client who had IBS, and she's starting to now be able to eat things she couldn't eat before. She couldn't eat citrus because it gave her heartburn so severe. Every time she ate it, she couldn't eat it. And she just told us a couple of days ago, I ate an orange and I didn't get any heartburn. I mean, this happens all the time. We have another client, her name's Brenda, and Brenda actually was having trouble just keeping her food down. She was having a hard time with that, with her digestion, and it just really affected her life. But now she doesn't have that problem because she started getting these plant foods that keep things moving through, that help us grow the good bacteria that we need to be able to break down our foods the way they need to be broken down. So this is going to help with your digestive issues. It absolutely works. So get those leafy greens. But how exactly do you get those easily in a way that you're going to enjoy? Now, if you've known me for long, you know that this is what I'm all about. It has got to be doable with the busy life. It has got to taste great. Otherwise, it's never going to last. You know, it's my song. I sing it all the time. And I'll probably sing it till eternity. So, but it works. This is the simple solution you're looking for, and it's actually enjoyable. Step one, to get more leafy greens, I want you to start loading up your pasta sauces, homemade ones, ones that you're just reheating from somewhere. If you buy it in a jar, I don't care. You're going to try to get more leafy greens into those sauces. It is not hard to do. I'm going to give you the easy way to do it right now. Take kale, for example. I'm just going to use one leafy green as an example. When you get it home from the store, if it's fresh, you don't even have to strip it off the stem to do this. That way there's less waste and more nutrients for you. You're going to wash it well. You can spin it dry with your salad spinner. Or have your kids doing it. They love doing this. It's so much fun for some reason to play with the salad spinner. Okay, and then, or buy it pre-washed, get it into a bag. Take all the air out as best you can and get it into a freezer. Can you buy kale pre-frozen, fresh kale frozen? Absolutely. You can go ahead and buy it frozen. Skip that step if you're in a hurry. Once it's frozen, it's going to become one of your greatest friends. Okay. All you have to do is take it out of the freezer when you're ready to add it to your pasta sauce. Right away, before it thaws, and I'm telling you, kale is going to thaw in a matter of minute or two. It'll start thawing. So right away, get it into your hands and just start squeezing like crazy. It's going to break it up. Okay, that's one easy way you can do it. Now, it may leave a few chunks of the stem if you do that. If you just think, you know what? I just want it all crushed up in there so I won't even hardly know it's there. And actually, if you do it this way, you're probably going to get even more kale because you're chopping it up really fine. And so how do you do that? You drop it while it's frozen immediately from the freezer into your Nutribullet or high-speed blender or into your
food processor.
Yeah, that's one of the easiest ways. You can use a mini food processor or a regular one depending on how much you're using. Now, I always make and add a lot of kale to our dishes, so I usually use just a regular food processor. Throw it in there frozen, and I'll just blend it. I mean, I don't even pulse it. I let it blend until it makes a frozen kale powder.
Yes. I was surprised at how powdery it got.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Right? Well, why did people never tell us this?
Didn't know.
No, you've got to get in the kitchen and figure this stuff out or find somebody who's figured it out for you, which is what we love doing. Okay. So you're going to take that kale powder. You can add it to so many things. I'm going to give you a resource at the very end. You want to get your hands on it and look at it and use it because it is going to start moving you from where you are to where you want to be. You know, there was a time when I was so tired of just saying, I don't feel like it when great opportunities came my way. That was my answer all the time. No, I don't feel like it. I had opportunities to go out with friends, to go on trips, to build a business, all these things I wanted to do. I just didn't feel like it. This is how I got myself out of that place. One step at a time. It doesn't have to be some big grand plan that seems overwhelming and difficult. So getting these leafy greens in this powdered form is going to be a big game changer for you because you're going to eat a lot more because they're chopped in these fine particles. Put them into your pasta sauces. You can use that sauce then just to top a dish, or you can put it in your lasagna. You know, instead of just putting one or two leaves of spinach, if you do greens in your lasagna, how about packing it full of kale powder into your pasta sauce? It is amazing. The taste is great. It works wonders for your body. It's going to make you feel fantastic. That's simple way number one. Way number two, you're going to take that same frozen kale powder. Can you still use fresh? Absolutely. If you want to stand and chop up fresh with a knife or tear it with your hands, that's great. But I'm all about saving time, and I feel like the kale powder allows you to get more and also to save time. So take that kale powder or your fresh greens, load up pots of beans. What if you're just heating up some beans from a can? Same thing. Put them into a pot, put your kale powder in there. You're good to go. Cook it until it's a little, you know, it's warmed up and the kale will wilt pretty quickly, especially when it's chopped that finely, right? And then you go ahead and just serve it on whatever. You know, I've even cooked beans like this. It shocked Jared so badly because he didn't even know I had it in there. And I probably had in that pot of beans, which how much does our Instant Pot hold?
Isn't it 8 quarts?
I think it's 8 quarts. I probably had maybe 6 quarts of beans in there. And I had put I put about 4 cups of packed frozen kale powder in there. And he didn't even know it had greens in it. I mean,
well, you also made
closely,
a bean dip out of it. And I looked to see, because I know that it's typically your habit to put greens in the beans like that. But I looked to see, would it change the color? Didn't change the color, didn't change the taste, didn't even know. Now, I didn't look in the Instant Pot because we still had part of the cooked beans in there.
You could see little pieces probably in the Instant Pot because I added so much that time. Start off with less. I mean, start off with a cup or 2 cups, especially if you're making smaller volume, and just increase it as you go. Once you get used to it, your body gets used to it, you can do that rather quickly, and it really tastes amazing. It gives an extra depth of flavor to your beans. Put that pot of beans in your Instant Pot. Cover it over up to the fill line with water. Cover your beans with water. Cook them for about 55 minutes. I mean, you don't even have to pre-soak them. They taste amazing. So that is a great way to get them. Add it to your beans. Now, step number three. When you're making your salads, chop them up finely. You can use a mezzaluna to do this. You know, again, this is another way to get now, more volume, more bulk into your bowl.
Now, what's a mezzaluna?
A mezzaluna is a blade. It has two handles on the end and it's curved. And so you hold the handles and rock it back and forth and it chops up your greens.
Because when you said mezzaluna, I thought it was a like in an opera house where you have this certain part of the auditorium.
The mezzanine?
Okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify.
It is mezzo. It is. I love it. Okay, so get more of them by chopping them more finely. Why is this important? Because with plant, well, for number one, just like I said, you're going to get more volume of greens. Number two, you are going to actually start busting up those cell walls. This is so very important. You know, some people in this walk are against smoothies. Jared and I will tell you, get a smoothie a day, at least a smoothie a day, and pack it full of greens. Start upping your green amount. Start decreasing your berry and fruit amount. Still get your berries and fruit, but more greens. It's a great way to do that. You can sip on it throughout the day, and you're getting that influx of greens to your vascular walls, to bathe your cells. It's very, very important to get them. Chopping them up busts the cell wall. Now, animals, animal products, things like that, when you're eating those things, those cells do not have cell walls.
No, there's no fiber around them.
Right. So in order to free the nutrients from plant foods, you have to break the cell walls. So chopping them up, grinding them in a smoothie, or chewing well, slow down. You know, from the time we're young, we were trained, rush through your meals. You know, you've got to get here, you've got to get there. We're a fast-paced society. But if you slow down and mix, the digestion starts in your mouth. So you're going to not only crush the cell walls, you're going to start mixing the digestive juices with your food. And that's going to start breaking it down as well. So this is another great way to get the most out of your greens and to get more volume. Chop those salads. Now, those are just three of the really simple ways that you can get more of these delicious powerhouses of nutrition into your life so you can start to heal. So you no longer have to say, I just don't feel like it. You can live your life to the fullest. Okay, so to recap today, we talked about why do you want to get more greens and just three of the ways. There's so many more reasons.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I mean, we're just scratching the surface here. So the first reason was to elevate your mood. They'll decrease depression. Second reason, for your vascular health. This affects everything. Number three, they are filled with fiber. They're going to improve your digestion. They're going to decrease your heartburn and the difficulty that you have with digestive issues. They're also going to improve your sleep. That was an extra one we threw in there. Now, the three easy ways to get more into your life, pack them into your pasta sauces, load up your beans with them. And the third way was to, I'm going to test Jared. What was the third way?
You said to chop them up to put them in your salad.
With a
mezzaluna.
Okay, you're all set. The most important thing to do right now is go to powerplants.com/leafygreensecrets. I have a jam-packed guide for you that I've spent time creating that pulls together the 25 most doable and really tasty ways to get more greens into your day every single day so you can start living the life you want to live, because that's what this is all about. Now, if you've downloaded it before, we didn't have quite as many reasons in there. I have updated this resource.
It's the new and improved version.
It's absolutely amazing. And don't worry, if you've downloaded it before, look in your inbox. You're going to be getting a fresh new copy hot off the presses that we've created just for you. So if you haven't ever downloaded it, go right now to powerplants.com/leafygreensecrets. And then I want you to just pick a few of the ways. You know, it's a simple guide. I've packed it full of pictures, simple words, and just steps for you to take. Pick the ones you want to try first. Try the three we talked about today. I went into a little bit more detail about exactly how to do that. That's the kind of thing we do with our members inside the membership. But you already have in your hands, once you download this guide, 25 easy ways that you can start today. Just choose one. I cannot wait to hear from you. Jared and I are both excited to hear your amazing testimonials. So make sure to tag us on Instagram at Power on Plants Official. We cannot wait to celebrate with you all of your amazing wins. We know there's some big ones coming because this way of living is a huge game changer. We hope you're having a great start to your week, sunshine, and we look forward to spending time with you again on Power on Plants.